the Rise Guys Morning Show.
707. Better get your ass up and get to work.
Sounds very familiar.
The voice might hear shortly.
No.
I like this.
Most people couldn't believe he was 16 years old when he got signed. I think when he put this record out, he was 16 or 17.
Is it Billy Strange?
No. He didn't lose weight, I heard. He hadn't done anything in a long time. Young blues guitarist.
Oh, Stevie.
I give you initials.
Yeah.
JL.
Johnny Lang.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything in a while.
No, but if you look him up, he's sold a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So he's one of those niche players that still make a little money.
I wouldn't mind that, you know, where you could, like, still go around and, like, I was watching that game last night. Chet Holmgren, even if he wasn't a world-class athlete, who won that game, by the way?
The Thunder won. But they always win. They're the worst team to bet on, and I never freaking learned my
Their
lesson.
Their fans are like, do they give them all the same blue shirt to wear, or did everybody go buy the same blue shirt? Because they looked like
out.
A communist nation. Everybody was dressed exactly the same.
Dude, watch the Spurs game Monday night, and they've done this for a little bit. They got some celebration, you know, because they have a big Mexican population or whatever.
Hola.
And they all wear, each section wears a different color shirt. You know those funky uniforms they got?
Yeah.
So each section had a dip, but they lay all those shirts out. Like they buy them for you, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe it was part of the season tickets or something.
So if I go to the game.
The fact that everybody agreed, yes, we will put on this same shirt in unison. It looked great.
Yeah, I would have to hold it up. Because they can have one that fits.
You would do like the wrestler who he wants to sell merch, but he doesn't want to wear the shirt because he wants to show off his bod, so he'd wear it around his waist. You know how they do that?
Yep.
They'd like cut the side of it. They'd wear it like down the front, like it was some kind of, I don't know what you'd call it, an apron.
You know what's interesting is, and he can still work his ass off, and he's still a legend. You go to George South's merch table, and it's like walking into a Kmart because the sucker's got everything out there. Yeah, wrestling figures, toys.
It's literally all your Christmas shopping in one spot.
But if you look at Slick from Union, he's just got some mags. I'm like, you got to keep up, buddy. South's going to outsell you.
Johnny Lang.
I love it.
So, the two things. Number one, I want to do a... number one, we have someone coming on next segment for... It's not an all-advice thing. It's more like, hey, I want to put the word out about this bull crap going on here in the Upstate.
It's one of those beautiful things we give a platform to.
Yes.
And you can, look, these are vetted out sometimes when we give you the platform.
This one's not. I don't know much about the controversy.
I don't
but
either.
We're giving it an ear.
Okay.
But we know it's going to be something.
Yes.
Not just like, you know, when we give somebody some time and they come on here and like, balls and butthole, prank, bye.
Bye.
It's not going to be one of those.
Roast beef between your legs.
Oh, my God. That guy had rhythm. He got us good.
He really did.
You know, he got tired of the runaround, I think, because he always had to have a long setup before he got to the punch.
It was funny.
Because he would disguise his voice toward the end there.
Yeah. Also, we've got to figure out why dudes 55 and up don't listen to us. We got to figure that out. They listen, but not as much as the other ones do.
What do we need to do? Because you're 50.
Thank you.
And you're getting closer to, you know, that part of the demo.
God, what if when I turn 54, I'm like, I don't get it anymore.
Just walk out.
Bye.
Because like,
no,
the thing we said earlier is like, we got our report card, our ratings, and then it's like an investment meeting. You know, it's like the dividend meeting. Hey, you listened to the show. Now, granted, you didn't pay anything. You paid attention, and that's the currency that we like, the you know, listening and the calling and interacting. And if anybody asks, you know, it's the ground, the grassroots kind of crap.
Yep.
But, we got our report card. Now we tell you, the listeners, that did it again, man. persons mean men and women, and then maybe a couple of trans.
Could be.
I don't know.
A couple days.
How do we do with transvestites? Do we have those numbers?
Oh, I think it just dipped.
I think we had.
They just dipped?
Yeah.
Is that not the word?
I don't think you can say that.
I apologize.
I think you just.
I don't want to shorten it. That's worse.
I think it cuts off ad trans, I think.
See, I thought that was bad.
We're cisgen males, so we shouldn't really comment.
Trans is okay, but you can't say tranny.
No, you can't say tranny.
Okay.
You can't. I don't even think you can say hermaphrodite anymore, to be honest with you.
Well, I said that yesterday.
I think you have to say double genitaled.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I don't ever want to hurt anybody's feelings. I also don't want to, you know, be told, well, you should have known that because, you know.
Yeah. Since I wish we got feedback when they do the numbers, like, what are the women like that we're doing?
Right.
So we could do it more.
Yes.
It's your sexy voices.
Thank you.
Draw to my baby. Hi, ladies. Hey, what's up?
And then
oh my God,
men 25-54, and then men 18-34. So we have the men all the way up to 54, and ooh, then I think we probably lose them to News
where,
Talk.
Where did they go? We got to bring them back.
News Talk probably.
No. Are you kind of
start to worry about your retirement? And you start to really get fine tuned with politics.
Oh my God, I'm surprised down the hall they're not starting to GoFundMe for the ballroom before Lindsay tries to make people pay for it.
Yeah.
Do you wonder kind of like what I wonder about what we're doing with the women to kind of get them on? Do you think about like the 18-year-olds, like, what are we doing to grab them? I'm kind of curious. Is it the occasional fart sound effect?
Probably.
I don't know. Maybe it's – I don't know.
I think you have to be funnier because people need a relief. They don't want serious talk all the time.
Yeah, but I think we do a good mix of both of those pretty well. See, things like that.
Or something like a little.
You want to see my prissy?
18-year-old guys love that.
Not that.
I think I know what it is, actually. I think I know what brings everybody together is this clip right here.
I live way out in the woods, and she can come and stay with me. I got a bunch of flashlights, and we can hunt raccoons, and I'll eat her all night if she's in any way involved in that way.
See, it's community outreach.
It's the real stuff.
It's alternate lifestyle. It's hunting, yeah, and it's animals. It's everything.
It really is a mix.
You had me with the animals.
You can't say we don't hit them all.
Mm-mm. Now, the other thing, but now we don't have very much time
for it. Yeah, well, I can tell you the other little thing here.
Tell me the other little thing, because I, you're asking me, and I legit don't know.
So, the thing that I was going to tell you about,
yeah,
I'm going to hold on that for a second.
Right. Right.
This other thing is something that's happening on the West Coast that they're saying could happen to the East Coast. Maybe not this season.
$10 gas?
No.
No, oh my
God. God, I wonder what it is out there.
I couldn't afford to drive to work then.
And she lives closer than, well.
God, maybe that's why Cope's not coming. He's like, God, it would cost me $100 worth of gas, guys.
So on the West Coast in the San Diego area, they're telling people where they're actually closing one of the beaches. Because of sewage in the seawater coming up to the beach from the Tijuana River.
God. That could kill you, though.
All the doo-doo in Mexico talking about Mozzarella's Revenge and all that stuff.
Montezuma.
It's all flowing up to San Diego, and they have to close the beach.
Oh, yeah.
What is
That's
that?
A good thing, because you don't want your children in that.
How does that happen? Or
I don't
where
know.
Does it go normally? Do we send it down to South America?
Do we put it on a boat like the Yankees put their trash on a boat and send it down
I'm
here?
Sorry, but you know, I understand tariffs and oil and straits and this and that or the other. But damn, that's a reason to go to war as well or conflict.
This is they're saying millions of gallons of sewage.
Boy. No way.
Now look, people are already I mean, that's a dangerous
part. Imagine owning a seafood restaurant nearby where you're like all freshly caught fish.
You know, Tijuana's hot, like a hot real estate market now.
Is it?
Oh, it's because horrible.
You can go down there and you can buy a cheap, nice house and you're just crossing the border every day and still working in America, but you're living in Mexico.
But here's the thing. What if you live there and you have to smell it? Like you bought beachfront property and it smells like poo-poo.
Well, I mean, you could, but then again, there's like, you know, one
horrible.
Of the cartels, like, you know, any kind of port point is huge with the cartels. Cabo, Tijuana, around there.
But where did it go before, though? Like, why now did they, is it some kind of retaliation thing? Like, we're not going to take your water or take your dollar anymore, and here's our poop.
See, I don't know, but something obviously somebody controls, right, on their end in Mexico. So they just maybe, like, turned a lever.
Maybe.
Like in Malden Road, if they really got mad at somebody, could they flood the gates?
It could have been an accident or something broke.
You know, here's something pipes. For the 18-year-olds that'll get them going. And maybe some like me that have a you know, less mature kind of way of thinking. Which ethnicity takes the worst dumps? Your calls. I think that's something where we could all, you know, and you could even call in if it's your own. You could say, hey, look, I can say that because I am this and I live with a bunch. It's absolutely these people.
Look, we're not a gym, but this also is a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you got some rough deuces. So
this has been happening.
There's a lot of guesses coming in the text already.
For decades. So it's raw sewage, industrial chemicals, and trash.
God, but the doo-doo enough is, like, I'm with you. Let's figure out where it was supposed to go. Where does it normally go?
Yeah, where does it normally go?
And look, I've never been to San Diego. Evidently, it's one of the nicest parts of the country.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
I heard their zoo's awesome.
But if you're that close to Mexico.
I would be livid if I spent millions of dollars for a house, and that is happening because you can't sell your house because you got a poo problem, and you can't go outside because it stinks. You're in hell.
You can't go outside because it stinks.
It stinks outside. Well, I mean, imagine living in Florence, South Carolina.
God.
Or Conway.
Even if you got a Bussies, it still doesn't equal out the other stuff.
Oh, man. It's like, man, is that smog or is that just like doo-doo particles floating around there?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know all the details.
Which is a good way to go about it, to be honest with you.
Right?
Because you get really peaked. Really curious.
Well, I mean, all I know is we have a listener who is very aggravated about something and said they wanted to bring some attention to it. And, you know, we like people talking trash, especially when it's bad and their voice is being held, being silenced.
Plus, if it's something that looks good on us, I could throw it on the scab reel.
And if it involves kids. That's close to our hearts. We don't want
even better.
You know.
People love kids.
I do.
Kids are trending again.
Yeah.
So with that said, let's welcome Nathan Hanvey to the show. Nathan, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Matt Man?
How you doing, sir?
Fat boy.
Nay nay.
I understand you're a fellow Wade Hampton general.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Nice. Actually, Matt, me and you sat next to each other at Rob's wedding. Rob Anario.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
P1D villain here, Tiglet.
Hey.
Yes. You'd probably think that I'm full of mud right now. I do remember you, matter of fact. You talking about the one in Augusta.
Yep. Whose wedding was it again?
Yes, sir. Augusta. That's right.
Oh, whose wedding was it?
Rob Anario.
Okay, that's right.
Our good friend, the lawyer.
Yeah. CallRob.com.
Yeah.
That's right. CallRob.com, baby.
Well, good to talk to you again. Sorry it's under these circumstances, though.
Man.
Tell me I know it involves, this is your son's baseball team, is that right?
Yeah, well, so I'm an assistant volunteer high school coach for a charter school here in Simpsonville in the upstate.
Yeah.
And
are we going to say which one or no?
I mean, it was said yesterday on Diesel, it's Green Charter, okay. You know, and they've been unfairly targeted. And what we have here is some coaches in the Class A division of high school baseball that have colluded together, specifically Whitmire, Dixie, and Abbeville. Coach Ryan Sutton, Coach Danielle Little, and Coach Chris Martin have colluded together to find a way to keep Green from getting in the playoffs, and they've been facilitated by the South Carolina High School League, which is run by Jerome Singleton and Steve Winsky, and these guys are handing down these decisions on these kids, and they're not being uniform. There's many schools across the board that have quote-unquote illegal or ineligible players that are out there playing. But they found two on our roster, and it all has to deal with the transfer rule. It's not like college where these guys can go to five different schools in four different years. If their coach is fired, they can follow their coach. They have very specific rules on transfers when it comes to high school, much like they did back in the BCS era in college, where you got to sit out and things of that nature, or players can become ineligible. Well, we have two kids in our program that are transfers. One happens to be my son, and one happens to be another child who is a sophomore in high school. Now, my son's an eighth grader, and his case has been resolved. The athletic department at Malden Middle and the people at Erskine, where they found pictures of my son at an Erskine camp, and they tried to use that against our head coach, they both got my son resolved in the SCHL. They put him back in reinstatement. But the other kid is the biggest, the egregious in this situation, because what we're dealing with here is a DSS case. And essentially we're his fourth high school. So he got to us by no reason of baseball. The kid was in Lawrence. That's where he was going to school. He had moved out of his custodial parents' house, which was his grandparents, to try and rekindle a relationship with his mother, as any teenage kid would want to do. He goes to Lawrence. He was in Lawrence, enrolled in Lawrence in 2025. The situation gets worse. The mom and the dad, they moved to Union. They put him in Union. It continues to deteriorate to the point that DSS steps in. DSS comes in and says, you know what, this isn't working. This is not a safe environment. We're going to take this kid and we're going to move this kid back in with his custodial guardians, his grandparents in the upstate, and we're going to enroll him in virtual school. And in the process of this, DSS took him to Palmetto Behavioral Health in Charleston for 2 weeks. They move him up there to his grandparents' house. They put him in virtual school. And if you know this kid has no business in virtual school, man. Our dugout's a different dugout when this kid's in it. He needs to be around other people. He needs to be socialized. He needs to be amongst his peers. That's just how he's wired.
So they're
by
saying
God.
Because he transferred from so many schools, no matter what the reason was, he can't participate in the playoffs?
Yeah, so we got him into the virtual school, out of the virtual school, and he ended up at Green, and Green has a baseball program where there is a coach there that owns a travel organization outside of high school league, you know, where we go play weekend tournaments, things of that nature. And so this coach had used this kid back in July of last year for three innings. Now, as a pickup player on a team that he didn't play for, and the coach was actually filling in for another one of his coaches on that team as well. So it wasn't even a situation where the coach was recruiting him or he was playing for the head coach on a regular basis or anything like that. He showed up, he pitched three innings. They went in the game, the Abbeville, the Whitmire, and the Dixie people, they went in the game changer back a year now, had to search back a year to find this, and found those three innings with the coach's name and the kid on it, and they sent it into the high school league, and they deemed this kid ineligible, and they forced us to vacate any wins that he played in throughout the season. So all the conference games that we played in, they went from if we won them.
Okay, hold on one second.
So when these coaches you mentioned, when they go to the high school league with this, why doesn't the high school league say look, it's a government situation that's above our head? Like it's a governmental department situation.
And that's exactly what they should have said. They should have said this is a DSS case. This has nothing to do with baseball. But instead, the rule reads that the kid can't transfer into the school if he played on an outside team with the head coach and be eligible in that calendar year. And if they play him and they cause a change in the standings, then the whole team is ineligible for playoffs. So he was played. He was found ineligible after he was played. And then they said, you know what, you got to vacate wins, and this kid can't finish the season. And so now a team that finished third in the standings on the field, full of seventh and eighth graders. Now this is a school where you have very low enrollment. So it's not your normal varsity baseball team. If you guys ever played high school sports, you know, it's hard to start on a varsity team as a sophomore, let alone a middle schooler. So this is a team that had four high school students on it. Two of those were juniors. Two of those were sophomores. One of those sophomores is now ineligible and banned from playing, and his team is kicked out of the playoffs. The other sophomore is a female. And then the other six starters on the team, they are all made up of seventh and eighth graders.
So when you pull up on a bus and you get off the bus with a female and seventh and eighth graders and barely any high school students and you're playing in varsity games and you scratch off some wins, then I guess you upset the hierarchy of it, especially when these rural schools in this division are used to beating up on everybody. You know, so they searched Facebook pages out and all that kind of stuff of minors. They came to the facility, took pictures of minors in the parking lot and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just really petty stuff.
Yeah.
And the results on the field should be the results on the field. You know what I mean? This shouldn't be something that's dictated through some rule book and getting kids that are in an abusive situation and using that and exploiting that for your gain. That's just not a way a grown man should act, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right, man. It sucks. I don't know what to.
This is an organization that's for some reason it's legal to tell high school kids they can't have nil money deals.
Yeah, I don't understand that
either.
So I mean, you're dealing with some.
A student athlete is a student athlete. It should be across the board, you know. And this is also an organization that's under investigation by the state. The lawmakers in the state are fed up with the SCHL. They're about ready to take it over. Jerome Singleton's probably on his way out the door, you know, and so they could care less about these kids. They're leaving these kids in the wake, you know. They're attaching themselves to the schools that have
Let's
the money.
Let's start our own baseball league. Right. Let's start our own.
Right.
We'll call it the Greenville High School Baseball League. I don't know. That I'm sucks. So I don't know what to tell you other than to keep us updated on how that goes. I don't know what anybody would do other than to. I don't know.
I mean, the season's got to be close.
We're just trying to give the kids a voice, is what
for
we're
sure.
doing.
For sure,
you guys are helping that because nobody's listening to these kids, man. They've done everything they've been asked to do by the league. They've done everything they've been asked to do by the school. They've kept their grades up. They went and tried out for a team. They bust their butts on the baseball field in practice and in games. They conduct themselves as mature individuals off the field. So there's no reason why the results shouldn't be the results and these kids shouldn't be where they deserve to be. I don't expect any of this to change. The playoffs started yesterday. These kids are just, they're out. There's nothing that we can do about that. Yeah. We're going to sit home and watch teams that we took two from and teams that forfeited against us play in the playoffs where we should be playing at.
We will go to those playoffs and boo them. We'll boo those kids.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We've thought about that, too. We've thought about that, too. But it's not the players. It's the coaches.
And
there's a lot of good coaches in our league that do the right thing, you know, so. It's not the players. I want to emphasize that. It's these petty men. These men should be – Jerome Singleton needs to be held accountable. Steve Winsky needs to be held accountable.
And I would like to say to both of those men right now, if they hear this, to feel free to call, and we would love to and thank you.
The other side.
Thank you for coming on and saying all that. He said a lot.
You gave him a voice, for sure.
Yeah, he had the voice. Yeah. I don't know about all that stuff. I know it sucks, you know, to pick apart so your team can win and all that, but God bless.
Some of those kids, you know, this is it. Seniors, like, they're done.
Yeah.
Can't come back from it.
Well.
I find it real odd you telling a kid, I know it's a separate, you know, situation, but you can't make any money off your own likeness and still be. Because, look, the kid's not choosing to go to high school. He has to go.
Right.
Public or private, he's going to one or the other.
Well, they go and sell all the sponsorships. You go to any high school game now, you're going to see banners up and down the fence of all these local businesses, which is great. But where does that money go? Like, the taxpayers have already paid for the school and all that stuff. Like, where does that bottom line go?
Yeah.
I had to. They told us, they said, when you would, you know, my senior year, is like, you want your jersey? It's like, hell yeah. I like it. I think it's like $50. I'm like, hell no. I don't care that much. Why would we won one game in 4 years? Like, I want to burn that thing. I think it's cursed.
Plus, it's been sweating.
But you won one game.
One, yes.
That's great.
One game.
At least you didn't lose all of them. That's
true.
Worse.
I had the one
win. Be positive.
All right. Paige, top that.
Oh, I don't even know what to think about that.
I want to curse Christian McCrory right now.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Read Nick on breakfast, too, but whatever. You know,
take a breather. We're going to talk about how Americans, they
You know what? If it was my kid, I'd be all pissed too, though. I really would. I'd be telling anybody. I get it. I absolutely get it.
That'd be all you'd hear about out of me if it were my kid.
I know. I feel the same way, especially if I was the coach too. Like, I get it, dude. I really do.
If I was one of the coaches that got called out, I'd be mad as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, Jerome should be pissed right now.
And you can't act like you didn't hear it because you heard it.
You heard it. Everybody heard it.
Everybody heard it.
Paige, we will find out about that next, yes?
Yeah, yeah. How are Americans creeping people out? We'll find out all that more coming up.
How are they creeping them out? All right, we'll get to that next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
All right, so there's an article that's going viral about foreigners talking about Americans. And what is the creepy thing about Americans? Our accents? I mean, no, it's not our accents.
Probably the creep to other people, what is creepy about Americans? Creepy. Probably like the way we are with, like, photographs in front of famous places and stuff like that.
I was going to say.
Although the Asians are known for that as well.
Taking
and
pictures.
And that's not a slap. I mean, they really started, like, vacation photography, did Asian people.
Yeah.
And they made it, like, all the rage.
I mean, where do you think Fujifilm started?
Duh.
Yeah. And they're good at math, too.
So what's creeping people out is our great smiles. And
oh yes, people look at the British people hating on us now.
People are even saying things in this article like, your teeth are so white, or are they really straight? So the reason being is that in Australia, a dentist says patients worry about ending up with a smile that looks American.
God.
Instead, they prefer work that looks natural.
Here's a question that doesn't have anything to do with Europe. This is just American on American right here.
Mm.
How come us as a Southern people, because, you know, we have manners, we talk to people.
Yeah.
Why is that looked at almost like is we have a mental condition?
If you have bad teeth?
No, almost like, you know, if you say, hey, how you doing? You know, or waving at people in traffic.
Yeah.
So from the outside looking in, the Northerners or whoever else will come here and be like, you Southerners, you sure are nice. And this, that. But it's looked down upon almost like we're like, you know, R-worded. By even talking to other people.
Yeah.
You Southerners sure are like, dang it, that is
like
nice.
It seems like gullible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we just, because we're not a-holes to each other?
I guess. I don't know. Paige, did you ever watch Gullible's Travels?
Real tall. You used to run a bar
Gullivers?
In Boston.
Gullibles?
Gullibles.
So another person from South America says, American smiles come across as sus. And
they stole our word. We came up with sus.
Sus.
Yeah.
So
some of these baseball coaches are a little sus.
Yes.
Better watch out.
Some foreigners say turkey teeth smiles give them the ick vibe. It feels artificial and forced, insincere, and even dishonest.
I don't know. When someone smiles and they have, like, perfect teeth, like, I just assume they're not real.
They're dentures. Oh, yeah.
Especially if I can see the grout in the teeth.
Yes. Young people have dentures these days. Which
young
is,
people do?
Yeah, people in their 30s, which is kind of shocking to me.
What would be considered like dentures versus veneers? Like, what's the difference? They veneers stay all the time?
Veneers, you file down. My mom had veneers, and you file down your teeth, and you have something covering your teeth.
Yeah, like a cap almost, yeah. I guess.
And they would, and she would take them out at night?
No, it's permanent.
Oh, okay.
Unless you get them knocked off, which I... She had one knocked off.
Dentures is like a whole separate, like, you just got straight up gums at that point.
There's
right?
dentures that click in, and they're in the thousands of dollars, and that's what people have.
God.
And
those
then,
look weird, too.
And then there's the implants that go into your jaw. That's thousands of dollars.
I told you, I had it was my great uncle. He, like, lost all his teeth. His wife took a glass and threw it across the room and hit him in the face.
Oh.
And, like, ruined all of his teeth.
God.
Yeah,
his teeth were in the glass that she threw at him. His face
like
didn't
stuck
hurt.
In it?
No, it was he had taken his teeth out and put them in the glass.
Oh, okay.
All right, that was a joke. Oh, y'all God. Really just lost the part of.
I was worried about him for a minute that he had fractured teeth.
Yeah.
I had a business idea.
You did.
Would you eat with a mouthpiece? I was thinking about this last night. I had tacos. So much chicken stuck in my teeth. And I'm like, if I ate with a mouthpiece, no food in the teeth, take the mouthpiece out afterwards, rinse it off.
Huh. Oh, like, you know, the thing that you use to whiten your teeth? That's kind of brilliant. Why not just floss?
Well, like, you wouldn't have to if you wear the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
There's no food in your teeth.
Like an eating device. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Is this from, like, the wisdom tooth thing that you had going on?
No, I was just thinking, like, somehow it was a random thought. Like, football players wear mouthpieces.
Mouth.
Basketball, too.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever eaten with one, which is perfect because you don't get any food in the teeth. Now, you still taste it.
Would you count a dental dam as the same?
I've never seen those, actually. What is the elasticity?
I've never seen, like, or been, like, said, hey, you mind if I use it?
Why would you use it? That's taking away part of the fun.
Why would you use a dental dam? You would use that so you don't get herpes.
Well, oh. Look, this, the adventure's in the risk, right?
Yes.
It's all in the journey.
You don't want herpes.
I mean, look, you can deal with it, right? That chick had it, rode horseback through the beach.
Who?
Remember the chick in the Valtrex commercial? I have herpes. And she's riding.
Yeah, like, but you can't. It's permanent.
What if that horse slung her off, said, you didn't tell me, bitch.
Yeah. See, if you want.
You literally rode me bareback.
You can have Simplex 1, 2, or 3. If you want something that you can't cure, by all means.
Which one's the worst? 3? Or is it like.
1 is like a. That was sore.
A type 2 and diabetic, which sounds worse than a type 1, but type 1 is the worst.
Up to you, fat boy.
It's like golf and bowling. Do you want the higher or the lower score? I forget which is which.
Are we doing stable for?
I kind of wish that you can, like, blood test people before you have sex with them if you're
gay. Well, you should be able to. Like, look, I know you're a female and you're already a carrier of HPV, so you're probably susceptible to herpes anyway.
I don't want herpes. I don't want.
Why do you think they're called herpes? They're not called hispies.
Oh!
Okay, well, I'll just say that.
Sit with that, you crooked baseball coaches.
It's like history.
Yeah.
Which is what Jerome's going to be soon.
Yeah. Ruling kids ineligible because they DSS cases on them.
I'll tell you what. If that doesn't get resolved in some way, we should do something for that team. Take them.
Something.
Top Golf or Frankie's or something.
It should be in the playoffs anyway, man.
Sure, Mark Hendricks will sign off on that. I bet Jug would pay for it.
He would. Bring them all to a race.
Well, I'm Paige. That's your Rex Guy's headlines. Shame on you, fat boy, for the herpes remark.
Volunteering people. Well, I mean,
I wish we could have done something about it, but when he said the playoffs already started,
I know.
Like, oh, dang it.
I know. I mean, and that's not that far-fetched. Wasn't in one of those movies, future movies, where it was like they touched hands to find out if they were, like, sexual compatible or something? And
what was that?
It might have been a Black Mirror episode. Some kind of thing where you're doing like a blood test before you have sex to find out if both of you were clean. Yeah. It may have been Black Mirror. It was one of those weird
might have been
kind of things.
It was a very creepy show. Good, but creepy.
It always got to be the same thing, though. It always became like the same trend. Like, you know, you can only do so many of those, I feel like.
Yeah, you be scared of the future, I guess, is the message.
There's no
that's the
technology.
That's the thing. Like, we got in that lull. I kept saying, you know, it's like back in the 80s and 90s, future movies were cool. There were like robots, and there was like, you know, levitating this and flying that. And then all of a sudden, now we're getting it. Like, now we're getting it. I saw the freaking Uber. It's like a tiny golf cart. They're using them in Los Angeles right now and other parts of California. You call and you order whatever you want from Uber Eats. This vehicle that looks like half of a golf cart drives it out to your house.
That's the thing Mulaney has, right, on his show.
That's a Waymo.
Okay.
But that was made by – see, I invested in them. I hate when you bring them up. Or Google bought them. I had stock. I sold it, and then Google bought them, and
are you supposed to let it ride, damn it?
Well, not everything. So anyway, you go over there. You scan your phone on the front of this little thing, and it says, "Oh, hi, Paige. Oh, hi. And then the top flips out. You get your food. You scan it again. It drives off.
So you know what happened? People were shooting them. They were trying to take them.
Stealing the tires off of them. The tires off of it. It's all on camera. You see people run up, grab it, start running away from it. You don't think they're tracked, you big goober?
How many of those Dave's Hot Chicken Shacks ran through Compton you think that ever came back?
Oh, my God.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.